So now we can sit in a comfortable position. You can adjust your posture. It's quite important to have a symmetrical posture and well-balanced posture. When the posture is fairly balanced, so we can keep it for a long time. And again, if necessary, you can sit on a chair, or else you can sit cross-legged using a little cushion. And if there are any places you feel that your clothes are being tight and taking your traction, taking your attention, and those places you can little adjust. So basically, for the whole body, if you get equal attention, that would be much better. Now we can keep our eyes closed. And that also we can do in a gentle manner, not so tight, very naturally closed eyes. Relax yourself. There is nothing to achieve, there is no big thing to do, it's a matter of coming to ourselves. This is a time for ourselves. So try to take your attention from the past, from the future, and come back to the present moment. Various memories might arise in your mind, but don't encourage them. Don't take any interest on them. Similarly, there may be various plans, various expectations, or you can simply neglect, postpone, and come back to this simple present moment. You can feel that eyes are closed, lips are touching each other, and we are breathing naturally, head straight, neck straight, shoulders are in a restful position, there is no any tightness or any effortful holding. Hands are also resting on your lap, not tight, back straight, and we can feel some pressure at our buttocks. Legs are bent, calf muscles are relaxed. And we are in a very comfortable sitting posture. See whether you can feel this comfort, feeling at ease. Also, you can have a slight smile that also gives you a kind of a pleasant environment. If you like, you can take a deep breath and exhale slowly. when we are mindful about the body, there may be various feelings, little painful feelings, or sometimes little pleasant feelings, and majority may be equanimous feelings. We can be aware of these various feelings. All these feelings come and go. We don't need to consider them as me or mine, but rather due to various conditions, they arise and they pass away. We can simply be aware of them, like an outsider looking at them. We can make a little gap between the feelings and our knowing mind. If we are able to establish mindfulness and make our mind fairly concentrated, collected, we can use this collected mind, concentrated mind, to observe various feelings. We can keep our attention at each feeling. This each feeling, though it appears like one unit, when we are seeing closely, there may be even several feelings. All pleasurable feelings come and go. All painful feelings come and go. All neutral feelings come and go. So they have the nature of coming and going, arising and passing away. Though we give various names, though we like happy feelings, though we don't like painful feelings, though we neglect equanimous feelings, they all behave in similar way. So we take our time to observe these feelings like an outsider. When there is a painful feeling, we have some patience to look at it, to bear it. When there is a pleasurable feeling, we have some detachment to not to carry it away with it. When there is neutral feeling, we have good attention to not to miss it, not to neglect it, but to be aware of it. If you are able to avoid any greed, lust towards the pleasurable feelings, and again if you are able to avoid any anger, aversion towards painful feelings, and again if you are able to avoid any ignorance towards the neutral feelings, then this whole practice takes us to a deep state. We can be detached from all these feelings. Mind become independent. Though various feelings are available, mind can be unified. Mind can be independent. Mind can be still.